New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
It's another round of things your parents did that you can't do now. If you have one, you can call 1-800-330-9999. Yesterday was my little one Dakota's first day of kindergarten. Huge day.
Yeah, big, big day.
Yep. So my husband and I are sitting in the front seat. She's sitting in the back. And my mom is in the back seat with her. And
we all went together.
Because also, my mom will be doing drop-off in the morning. So we wanted her to learn the route, where to go. We just moved to a new town, so she doesn't know anything. So my mom is in the back seat, and you know Dakota is so excited. She's the kid that's like super, like skipping. And
I'm gonna own this class.
Oh, she's so excited. But the thing about Dakota, and you know, thank goodness she's only 4 and a half, so she won't understand this one day. One day she can kill me for saying it, but she'll still have an accident every once in a while.
Sure, okay.
So we get a little concerned about that now that she's going into kindergarten. And, you know, she's been very good lately, but my mom is in the back seat, and, you know, she's singing and looking out the window, and the wheels on the bus and sing. And my mom grabs her hands. She goes, "Now listen to Nonna. You can't have an accident at school or everybody will point their finger at you and laugh."
Oh, my gosh.
"And then you have to stand outside by yourself." And I go, "Ma, we can't say that to kids anymore."
Is that the way that they used to do it? They just send the kid outside to stand out there by themselves?
I don't know.
That's how it was in Mom's village in Italy when she was growing up, I guess. Okay.
And I'm like,
"Stand outside."
We can't tell her that they're going to point at her and laugh if she has an accident or something like that happens. Now, it works, right? Because like there's that element of fear
in a
kid,
bit. Yeah,
right?
Sure.
But I picked her up from school, and mm-hmm. she's as happy as can be, and everything is great. She had a great first day, and I was like, "Oh, I'm like, so did you go potty? Did you tell the teacher? Did you raise your hand when you had?" No, she didn't go to the bathroom at all.
All day, she held it all
day.
Because she was scared.
She was so scared.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, I guess that's why we can't say things like that to kids, where all the kids are going to point at you and laugh."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was going to be more like the one, if somebody says something nasty, you don't say anything back. But if they push you, sock them in the nose.
No,
that's a different. Like, this is maybe your dad.
That's
drop
my
off.
Dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Drop off.
That was my dad's always thing on the first day of school. "Remember, you never start a fight, but you always finish it, Anna." You know?
Climb on top of them. Be the punisher. Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, parents used to do stuff that they could never do nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents were divorced, right? So, I mean, not only did you have the dynamic of it just being old in the 80s, but, you know, you had the dynamic of your mom does your thing and I do my thing. My father would take me to any movie whatsoever.
Mm.
It wasn't about, like, it's not like we were going to see Disney films or whatever. Like, he would take me, like, I was like 7, and he'd be like, he wanted to see Predator. So we'd go see Predator. Like, he wanted to see, you know, Terminator. So we'd go see Terminator. He wanted to go see Alien. So we'd go see Alien. You know what I also remember is my dad back in the day. Now, I don't remember if DUI was not a thing. My father was not driving around, you know, God rest his soul, intoxicated. Not that I ever saw. I never saw my father drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see my father had one of those little Playmate igloo coolers.
Yeah.
You remember those?
Yes.
They used to be everywhere. And he always had a 6-pack of beer in that thing. Every time we left the house, it didn't matter if we were leaving for a half day.
Yeah.
He would load that thing up with a 6-pack of Heffenreffers. And magically, he could shove another one on top somehow.
Uh-huh.
If you are that concerned that you have to get 7 beers in there instead of 6, like, that's an issue, right?
I don't know if they were worried about that in the 80s. They were worried about knowing where your kids were at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah, you know? I mean, I guess so, right? The rules were a little bit simpler, but
who knows?
Wow.
Yeah, it's another round of things your parents did that you can't do now, or you can't even imagine doing now, including, like, you know, threatening your 4-year-old that everyone's going to point at them and laugh.
In Predator, they skin people, Anna.
1-800-330-9999. It's another round of things your parents did that you can't do now. 1-800-330-9999. Yesterday was Dakota, my little one's first day of kindergarten. My mom was in the back seat with her at drop off, and she reaches over to her and goes, "Now remember, you can't have any accidents," in her thick Italian accent. "If you do, all the kids are going to point their finger at you and laugh and make fun of you. And then you have to stand outside by yourself." And I was like, "Ma,
that's hurtful.
You can't say that to kids anymore."
One of the first things I learned from my father was how to illegally dub VHS tapes.
Well, how about the fact that your dad drove around with a 6-pack in the car like it was nothing?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere we went.
Stephanie, what was something your parents did that you can't do now?
It's actually the same thing that your dad used to do. My dad used to take us on bike rides, and he would have a six-pack on the back of his bike. He would take us to the corner store to get his six-pack and get our sodas as our bike ride.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, I mean, we needed a six-pack everywhere we went.
Clearly.
We had to carry a sixer everywhere we went.
Doesn't make sense now.
It doesn't, but he was really skillful on grabbing a beer and keeping on the bike at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I never once, like I said, saw my father drunk. Not once. But I never once saw my dad without a beer. Like, it's so weird.
It was, and actually, it was a good reminder that today's the 7-year anniversary of his passing. So when you said that, it made me chuckle a little.
Well, you know what? Thursday was my father's birthday, so let's both pour some out for our dad. So
on a bike.
Have a great day, all right?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Hey, Megan, what's that thing that your parents used to do that you can never get away with nowadays?
Smoking a cigarette in the house with your kids. Even in, like, the Denny's restaurant, all the restaurants, when we were kids, our parents used to go in the smoking section.
Uh-huh.
But I guarantee you that everybody who was born in the 70s or 80s has in their photo albums of someone's birthday party with a bunch of adults around them smoking cigarettes while they're singing happy birthday to you.
It's
like,
so
over
true.
Your birthday cake.
So
you
true.
You have everybody who's smoking cigarettes and see the cloud of smoke above everybody.
Right. Imagine you go on Instagram and you're going through the pictures and everyone's singing happy birthday and it's a happy birthday post to your kid. And everybody's got cigarettes lit up around them.
It would be crazy,
Can you
right?
imagine seeing that?
It would be crazy. Wow. Nancy, what's that thing that your parents used to do that they can never get away with now?
Okay, so if we were at a restaurant or if we were in a store and any of us misbehaved at all, my Italian mother would grab our arm and make that deadly eye contact with us. Mm-hmm. And you cannot touch your child in public at all anymore.
Yeah.
Even if they're being monsters.
When they would grab the arm, too, oftentimes there was just the one subtle shake, right? The one quick, like, it's almost like they'd lift you up and pull you down to earth.
Yeah.
Real quick.
That was a nail that penetrated your skin.
Yes. If I saw that nowadays, I would grab the manager.
I will say that Dakota, my little one, gets grabbed a lot from me. I grab her a lot. Usually out of just safety.
Shame on you. I'm recording you.
Wow.
Audrey, what did your parents do that would not fly today?
I'm not sure if it wouldn't fly today, but I hope it wouldn't. My dad used to jog around the neighborhood in lime green and hot orange fluorescent short shorts.
Shorts were just a different fashion statement back then, you know,
and a different
especially
fabric.
The short shorts.
Yeah.
Everything would sweat. Everything would just kind of jangle around. Mm-hmm. I mean,
sometimes I look back at old pictures of my father, and I'm like, I can see his thighs, and it's so jarring, right?
Yes.
My father had a thing for cut off jeans, man. And same thing. I mean, even his cutoff jeans, like he would make them short and he would just be so tan. And when I think about it now, it just feels like George Hamilton slathering around all out on your back deck. It's just weird, man. Gosh. It's like a leather suitcase. It's great.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that your parents did that you could never do now? It's another round of things your parents did that you could never do now.
Back in the day, my father, he would, so we would drive up to this top of this, I shouldn't even tell this story, but you know, again, he's passed, so nobody can prosecute him anyways.
Good.
We used to drive up to the top of this mountain, and he would pull out his funny looking pipe, and then he would, you know, use his funny looking pipe, and then he would put the car in neutral, and we would float down the other backside of the mountain. He would see as far as he could go without hitting the brakes.
Raven, I'm relatively certain that was illegal also in the 80s. Yeah. I don't think that
No, I think it probably was, again, right. But they can't prosecute him now.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that your parents did then that you could never do now? Kim?
Oh, I used to ride around all the time, not being strapped in, as they say. No seatbelt, no car seat, whatever. Like, back in the day, it was, you know, I survived.
I remember whenever my cousins would come over, and my cousins were always over, and we would go places.
Yeah.
The biggest cousin would be the quote-unquote seatbelt and just hold their arms around the smallest one of us, and that would be the backseat seatbelt.
I mean, cars were ridiculous back then, right? I mean, just the bus driver used to slam on the brakes, and we thought it was fun. It was like a roller coaster, even. Seatbelts. How come it took so long to figure that out?
And then make them mandatory.
Yeah.
What? Same thing with driving the back of a pickup truck. Like, we would.
That is the worst idea ever.
My dad used to drive us around all the time in the back of our pickup truck. Like, it was nothing. That's how we just went places. We would sit back there.
The terrible plan. Hi, Judy. What's the thing that your parents used to do that you can never get away with now?
Oh, my gosh. So we're Italian. My grandparents are old pool. And the wooden spoon thing. Mm. My mother has stock in the wooden spoon factory. She used to whip one out and get you in the back of the thigh because you're running away. And as soon as that one cracked, if it ever did, there was another one right behind it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The talk used to be that, I mean, they used to say, what was it, a sandal or a flip-flop that an Italian mom could hit you from 100 yards away.
Oh, my mom used to be able to take that shoe right off her foot and fling it at me so fast. I don't even know how she did it. Right. Like a ninja, you know?
Like, right. Yeah. It was like a quick draw.
Oh,
in a Western.
But if I had to choose between my dad's belt or my mom's shoe, I would always take the shoe
take
if
the
I had
shoe.
The option.
Take the
yes.
shoe, right? No, take the shoe.
I don't know. You can't run from the spoon.
No, you're right. It's like a missile.
Hey, Robin, what was that old school thing your parents did that they could never get away with now?
Okay, so let me preface this by I'm old. And so I did the same thing to my kids. It wouldn't fly now. It's soap in the mouth.
Yeah, you're right. Soap in the mouth, Robin. That was one of those things that if you did it now, I mean, after A Christmas Story, I always felt like I'd be poisoned by it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And it was really bad when Mom couldn't find the bar of soap and she would grab the dish detergent.
Oh now that seems like it should be illegal. Well, that's a precursor to Tide Pods.
Right.
Thank Mom. That's not cool.
That's funny. Yeah.
Somebody call poison control. That is not cool.
No.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains. September 1st through the 11th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.